Greg asks, what do you think about America having a second civil war? What should an objectivist do in a crisis like civil war? Well, I mean, I think the likelihood of America having a civil war is very small. I don't see who would be fighting whom. You know, most of Americans, in spite of this red and blue divide, the differences between most Americans, unfortunately, are not that big. It's not that there is a large segment of the population that adheres to objectivist principles and is willing to fight for those. And then, so the question is, what should an objectivist do? It depends on, you know, who's fighting and what side you're on. I would say that an objectivist's role in a civil war is very similar to its role now. That is, try to influence the forces at play to be the best that they can be. Try to influence them in the direction of objectivism. So if there is a civil war and there's one side that's better than the other, let's try to make that better side really good. So let's make the civil war about freedom, not just about you know, who gets to regulate what and when and why. Let's not make it about religion. Let's not make it about particular political issues. Let's make this about real freedom. And objectivists should try to influence the parties that are influenceable into promoting the case for freedom, the case for liberty, the case for capitalism, so that if one side wins, those are the kind of positions that they will adopt. But again, I don't expect a civil war. I expect, you know, my pessimistic scenario is a slow decline of America, you know, potentially of dramatic economic crisis leading to some kind of authoritarian rule. After that, I'm not predicting too far into the future and too complicated.